This is The Den Show.
Welcome to a brand new martial arts podcast. My name is Chris Kay, and this is your audio martial arts magazine. Expect news, events, interviews, instructor profiles, reviews, movie updates, features, and tons more. This is the very first edition, and future podcasts will be longer and more in-depth, so consider this a teaser or just a flavour of what you can look forward to.
This is The Den Show with Chris Kay.
Coming up, some 80s nostalgia in the form of some martial arts movie action.
So, it is you, son, is it not? This time it'll be different.
And find out what to expect from this year's martial arts show in Birmingham.
This is The Den Show. The Den Show. News.
Judoka George Kerr, who is 72, is one of only seven living people to hold the rank of 10th Dan in judo. Mr. Kerr was given the most prestigious of titles at the International Judo Federation Grand Slam event in Paris. The award recognises his contribution to the sport as a competitor, coach, referee and administrator. In his time, Mr. Kerr has captained the British judo team, coached both the British and Austrian Olympic judo squads and refereed at the Olympics. He is the current president of the British Judo Association, having succeeded the late Charles Palmer, a 10th Dan himself. Among his many accolades is a gold medal from the European Championships in 1957. Mr. Kerr now spends his time teaching judo to children in Edinburgh, passing on all that knowledge and wisdom to the next generation of judo superstars. And anyone wanting to know more about George Kerr or his teaching program can log on to his website www.juniorjudoclub.co.uk. The martial arts show is set to return to the National Exhibition Centre in Birmingham on May 7th and 8th, and the lineup has just been revealed. Last year's martial arts show attracted in excess of 8,000 visitors, all of whom came to witness and experience firsthand the many diverse martial arts on display. As the only show of its kind set to take place in 2011, the martial arts show will attract a whole host of new visitors, as well as last year's very satisfied customers, making the martial arts show 2011 an even bigger event. A key factor of the show's success lies in its ability to cater for dedicated enthusiasts, as well as those visitors looking to explore new ideas for their martial arts development. The world's most prolific record holder, Paddy Doyle, will hit the martial arts show. He's the holder of 126 strength and speed world records and will be answering questions and revealing secrets. Living legend Cynthia Rothrock, the undisputed queen of the martial arts films, will be there. She holds five black belts in various Far Eastern martial arts systems. Tickets start from £10.
Events.
And now a quick look at some of the upcoming martial arts events happening across the globe. On May 14th, you've got the Karate Union of Great Britain National Championships at the NIA in Birmingham. On June 25th, it's the Jim Wagner Personal Protection Level 1 course at Paul Drury's Black Belt Academy in Dawlish. And on the 5th of July, it's the Sistema Spetsnaz Masterclass Seminar in Russia.
Profile.
Ian Abernethy has been involved in the martial arts since childhood. Ian holds the rank of 6th Dan with the British Combat Association, one of the world's leading groups for close quarter combat, self-protection and practical martial arts.
We analyse the movements in a bit more depth and start to understand the combative principles that are at work.
Ian regularly writes for the UK's leading martial arts magazines and he's a member of the Combat Hall of Fame. As one of the UK's leading exponents of applied karate, Ian has written a number of critically acclaimed books on the practical application of traditional martial arts and is well known for his work on the pragmatic use of the techniques and concepts recorded in the traditional kata.
Those that have been on my seminars will have heard me say that if you haven't done it live, you haven't done it. And I think this is one of the problems we have with people, who, even though they're really into kind of kata application, they may have a good understanding of it. If you haven't done it live, if you've only ever done it in drill format with a compliant partner, It's one hell of a leap that you're expecting to take, that when if you had to apply the techniques in a live situation, you'd suddenly develop the skills to do that.
Ian's seminars, books, DVDs and articles have proved very popular with those groups and individuals who wish to practice their arts as the pragmatic systems they were originally intended to be used as. Ian's website has tons of features. There's a news feed, free articles, podcast, videos, updates on seminars, a forum and a Twitter feed as well. You can find out more about Ian and check out his website at ianabernethy.co.uk.
History.
In this section of the podcast, I'm going to take a look at the origins behind an ancient Japanese samurai school. The Takenouchi-ryu, or Takeuchi-ryu, is one of the oldest jiu-jitsu koryu in Japan. It was founded in 1532. Although it is famous for its jiu-jitsu, Takenouchi-ryu is actually a complete system of martial arts, including armed grappling, yoroi kumiuchi, staff work or bojutsu, sword or kenjutsu, iai or sword drawing, naginata jutsu, tessan jutsu or iron fan, and restraining rope techniques or hojo jutsu. But it's the school's jiu-jitsu techniques that have been very influential in the founding of many other schools in Japan. Takeuchi-ryu is still actively transmitted today by members of the Takeuchi family, as well as by other groups both within and outside of Japan. According to the Takenouchi Keisho Kogoden, the document recording the establishment and development of the school, Takenouchi Hizamori retired to the mountains to train his martial skills. He practiced there for 6 days and six nights, wielding a boken, a relatively long weapon for his purportedly short stature. He was woken by a mountain priest with white hair and a long beard who seemed so fearsome to Hizamori that he thought it must have been an incarnation of a god. Hizamori attacked the stranger but was defeated. The priest said to him, "When you meet the enemy, in that instant, life and death are decided." That is what he called heiho, or military strategy. He then took Hizamori's boken, told him that long weapons were not useful in combat, and broke it into two daggers. The priest told Hizamori to put these in his belt and call them kogusoku, and taught him how to use them in grappling and close combat. These techniques became called koshi no mawari, literally around the hip. The priest then taught Hizamori to bind and restrain enemies with rope using a vine from a tree, and then the priest disappeared mysteriously amidst wind and lightning.
Feature.
No Retreat, No Surrender is the 1986 American martial arts film starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Kurt McKinney. The plot revolves around Jason Stillwell, a young karate student who trains in his father's dojo in Los Angeles. One night after training is finished, the dojo is visited by members of an organized crime syndicate. Jason's father is attacked and has his leg broken by the evil Russian played by Jean-Claude Van Damme, the hired thug of the boss.
Did you think over our proposal, Mr. Stillwell?
Yes, I did. And I'm sorry you came all the way from New York. Nothing. And I don't want to waste any more of your time.
Meaning?
I must decline your offer.
The family moves to start a new life in Seattle. Jason has a hard time adjusting and is constantly harassed by local bullies. One night after being beaten, he's visited by a ghost of Bruce Lee. After being trained by the ghost, Jason goes from below average fighter to near invincibility.
I know you can do better. Utilize what's up here as your way. That's how you win.
Local fighters organize a fight in the area between themselves and fighters from the crime syndicate, setting the scene for Jason to meet up with Ivan, the villain, and settle the score once and for all.
So, it is you, son. Is it not?
But this time it'll be different.
The film is considered a cult classic, especially among buffs of martial arts film or nostalgia fans. There are two versions of the film, an American version and a roughly re-edited British VHS version that is widely considered to be demo-like in many aspects. Both contain completely different theme songs, Hold On To That Vision and Stand On Your Own, and the latter sounding a lot like it could have been a demo track for the former. The No Retreat, No Surrender franchise spawned two sequels and did not continue the storyline of the original.
This is The Den Show with Chris Kay.
And that wraps up this edition of The Den Show. My name is Chris Kay. Hope you've enjoyed it and thank you for listening.
This is The Den Show with Chris Kay.